This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the surprise of Aisha radiallahu anha, said, yes, I experienced a harder day on me than the day of Uhud. Then he started narrating his story and his journey to the neighboring town of Ta'if. When he walked on foot, and by the way, if you trace back the date, it was the summer, hot summer, walking almost 80, I think, if I'm not mistaken, kilos, or walking. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to go to Ta'if? Why? Because his uncle, the one who used to protect him from killing. You need to understand this, that disbelievers wanted to kill Rasulullah, kill him, literally. وهذا في القرآن وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ. They are plotting to do three things. يُثْبِتُوك, to jail you. Put you in jail, house arrest. Prevent people from listening to you. يخرجوك, expel you. أو يقتلوك. And they attempted, right? Didn't they attempt to do that? Actually, they actually did an attempt on the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When did this happen? After his uncle Abu Talib died. Who took on the leadership of Quraysh? Who? La, from the tribe, Bani Hashim. Who? Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab, la, Abu Lahab, la. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl is not from Bani Hashim. Yeah. No. Abu Lahab. Imagine, Abu Lahab is the protector of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine that? Tabbat yada. Now, he had to go somewhere else and find a safe haven, safe ground where he can convey his message. So he took his al-hib Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu an, and they walked to this town. Look at this now. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the three sons of Abdu Yalil ibn Abdu Kilal, the leaders, the leader of this town. You know, they always tell you psychological abuse, something that you always hear here in America. I mean, I never heard about this psychological abuse somewhere, but there, I mean, we don't have that thing there. I mean, it's there, it exists, but we never defined it. You know, we never given it a name yet. It's there, it's still, I mean, people still pick on you, and, but you know, it's just part of the test, you know, move on. But here, psychological, you're psychologically abused. I'm going to give you some medication. Anti-psychologically abused. Everything is anti here. SubhanAllah, look at one of the brothers, one of the three brothers, the three sons, I'm sorry. He said to him, can you imagine this? And I'm sorry to say that, and, hinting to the Prophet, wallahi, I feel bad, but this is how he addressed it. Allah didn't find someone better than you to send as a messenger. You. Talking about psychological abuse here. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other one said, wallahi, if you hang yourself on the curtains of Kaaba, I will not believe you. The third one said, listen, if you're truly a messenger, then you're too up there to talk to us. And if you're lying, we're too up there to talk to a liar. Shufa, look at this. Isn't that psychological abuse? Huh? Don't you get like dismissed from the, expelled from the school for doing that to someone else? Oh, imagine that. Get out of here. Then he begs them. He begs them. Can you please not tell Quraysh about what happened here? And let me leave in peace. They said no. They actually called someone while he was standing. Go and tell Quraysh that this guy came and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they prepared the children and the waqus to actually throw him with what? Doesn't the hadith say that he bleeded Rasul blood? And you know, something that we have there regarding, you know, when you see blood, رُؤْيَةُ الدَّمِي تُثِيرُ الدَّمَى. When you saw blood, what? Vengeance becomes what? You know that feeling. وشوف والله يا إخوة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم actually the one who said, it's the first time I hear the Prophet ﷺ say this. You know, the Prophet ﷺ always encouraged us to actually be optimistic and be bashiru wala tunaffiru. Even in the hardest of all situations, he would actually give glad tidings of success. But on that day, he said, فَمَشَيْتُ وَأَنَا مَهْمُومٌ. Can you imagine the Prophet saying that? I walked out of this town feeling what? What ham is? Mahmoom. Distressed. Feeling down. Unhappy, at least you can say. The Prophet is saying that. He's expressing. هذا في الحديث. اقرأ الحديث. You're going to see it there. Hadith. Until I reached an area called قرن الثعالب. A valley called قرن الثعالب. And then I looked up, I found a cloud shading me. And then Jibreel was there. He said, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, لقد سمع الله قولك لقومك وسمع قولهم لك. Allah has heard everything. Allah has heard everything. And he sent with me an angel who is responsible for the mountains. وَأَرْسَلَ مَعِيَ مَلَكُ الْجِبَالِ. Now, the angel of the mountains addressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, مُرْنِي أَطْبِقُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَخْشَبَيْنِ. Command me. I will make those two mountains in Mecca. You see, what triggered all this pain is the people where? Not the people of Taif. The people of Taif, this was a reaction. But the people that I spent almost 10 years, and they are not accepting my call. Command me, I will make those two mountains in Mecca crumble over them. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? What did he say? No. Inni arju Allah. I hope in Allah. An yakhruja min aslabihim. That out of their loins, their offspring, yani, will come those who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Hakada. So, if you do not believe that this is the way to salvation, would you do that? Would you do that? No. Likewise, if you're in the field of da'wah, that should be your attitude. You can't, because you're doing this for the sake of Allah. You believe the only way to receive Allah's mercy on the Day of Judgment is through Islam. You believe that. And you care about those people. Didn't you hear sometimes the Prophet ﷺ, when people would hurt him, he would make that line. Who heard that before? Allahumma hdi qawmi fa'innahum. You heard that, right? Oh Allah, guide my people, they don't know. They don't know that their salvation is where. You believe that. You must believe that when you call people to Islam.